Fun 107, the MGM show, Michael Rockazel and Michaela Johnson. And we're joined this morning, very special guest, Haven Madison. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What the heck brings you up here?
Well, I just thought I had to come visit you. So I got on a plane.
Wow. Were you in Nashville this morning?
I was, yeah.
No kidding.
Yes. It was a nice early wake-up call.
My boy is in Tennessee right now. He's going to the University of Tennessee. How far away is that from you guys?
Go Vols all day. That's like 2.5 hours, and I make that drive any chance I can.
Paint me the picture, because I've never been to a college football game before. Like,
oh, it's different in Tennessee. Like, everybody like is breathing Tennessee football. It's actually crazy.
So do you have friends that go to University of Tennessee too?
So many friends.
What year would you be if you were, you know, not tied up making hits for the radio and stuff?
I would be a sophomore in college if I went.
But you have much more important things to do right now.
You know, we like to multitask. I was tired of math, so I was like, I guess I'll write songs.
Same. Are you kidding me?
Well, we just love your song Castle here.
Thank you.
Tell us about that. Did you write that?
I did, yeah.
So who's the guy?
Ooh, good question.
No, that's a great question. He is imaginary. He's in my head.
Come on, that's not true.
No, it is true. But anybody listening, I do like tall brunettes and I'm available. my social media is at Haven Madison. Thank you. But no, it is. It's about an imaginary person. My love life hasn't been the best. I'm like very picky, but I'm going to pick wrong every single time. And so,
but you were ready to tear down the castle for him.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to write a song about building those walls up. And then I was like, you know what? No, I am going to find somebody someday that's worth tearing those walls down. And so I kind of wrote it like almost manifesting that. I haven't found him yet, but again, available.
So I'm a little disappointed. There's no real guy for that yet.
You and me both. You and me both. I'm tired. I want to be taken to dinner, please. And thank you.
Don't
you know,
we all.
I've never been taken to dinner.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Where's chivalry these days?
I've never been asked on a date.
I find that hard to believe. I mean, look at you. You're a beautiful girl. You're super talented. I can't believe that.
I like don't get asked on them, really.
You don't?
Yeah. I mean,
do you think guys are afraid?
Yeah.
You're 100%.
Intimidating. 100%.
How do you fix that?
I don't really care.
You tear down the castle walls. That's what you do.
I mean, I just think it's going to take a certain type of person. Like, I definitely think being a songwriter, men are like, but I'm like, I'm going to write a song either way. If you're a great man, you're going to get a whole album about you being a great man. If you're not a great man, well, then I'm just going to say the truth.
Well, I know a girl from Nashville who did something like that. It worked out pretty well.
Worked out pretty well. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Actually, she's from Pennsylvania, but it still worked out pretty
hey.
Well.
Hey.
Yeah. You're talking about Taylor Swift? Yeah,
do you look up to her?
Love her to death. I think she's incredible. I think even just not only as a songwriter, like as a woman in the industry, like I've gotten a taste of maybe a 16th of what she deals with. And it is just, it's really hard. And I just really respect her and the way that
like
she's
what?
Composed herself.
Tell us about that.
Oh, I mean, just constantly being on the road. Being an artist is like tattooing your feelings on your forehead and just letting people like judge it. It's like laying bare before the masses. And that's really vulnerable and really intimidating.
We kind of know what that's like. And we do that every morning here. I mean, I'm being serious. Like there are days that we come in, like last week was a tough week.
Yeah.
And you just got to be vulnerable.
Right.
And that's because in real life, if you and I are friends, mm-hmm. you first meet, you don't know each other.
Right.
But then when you start sharing those life experiences with one mm-hmm. another, that's when you start tearing down the castle, I guess. I don't know.
No, literally.
But like, you know, that's where you become vulnerable with one another. And like, there are things I'll only tell Haven. I'm not going to tell Gazelle. I'm only going to tell Haven because we've got that bond.
I'll let that slide.
Yeah, this is an A and B conversation.
That's fine. I'll see my way out.
I can totally understand that.
Yeah, I mean, it can be hard, and I got into it really young. So I started, you know, being vulnerable about songs when I was still trying to go to high school. So that was brutal. I don't understand the point of life if you're not going to have human connection. And I don't think... I've never met an honest and vulnerable person who is afraid or intimidated by somebody else's honesty or vulnerability.
I think the world needs more vulnerability.
I agree.
Really do. I do.
No, 100%. Because we're all a mess. Hello. It's 2025. Like, we are all a disaster.
Amen.
I don't understand why we're still trying to uphold that we're not.
Are you going to play us a song?
Well, I would love to.
Which song are you going to play?
We play Castle all the time on Fun 107. Should we play something that our listeners know or something new? You know what? Play the one they know. Play Castle.
So we're going to take a break. We'll come right back. You're going to hear Haven Madison play her song Castle live on Fun 107.